Sky Serpents by Harsh Sen. Narrated by Aditi Thirani. Part 1. Notes from an Immortal. I, Vibhishan, past lord of the Sinhala land of Lanka, immortal by the grace of my lord Ram and the general of the word keepers, write this. One day they were here, and the next day they were gone. It would seem that my lord and Balram had disappeared into thin air. I was frantic with worry. Our only hopes, gone. All these centuries of waiting flashed before my eyes. Was it all in vain? But the seer thankfully told us about their new destination. She also told us about the Yaksha who had appeared out of the blue and taken them where they wanted to go. Relief was overwhelming, though momentary. Two young, inexperienced ones, right inside enemy territory like that. I haven't slept since. I toss and turn every night, worrying about their safety. The other niggling question? Why is the Yaksha helping them? Who is he? Yakshas are my half-brother's people, aren't they? How is he involved? Secrets. In the cold stillness of the Himalayan night, the sky loomed, limitless, an overlord of the meek earth below it. It was cloudy. A rare crack of lightning signaled the approaching thunderstorm. The twin lakes lay still and dark, not a soul in sight. The one on the right, circular, holy, life-giving Mansarovar. To its left, crescent-shaped, forbidding, dead Rakshastal. Its thick, saline waters were swirling. A gigantic man emerged from under the water, as if he had just risen from a dip in the lake. A putrid smell filled the air. The man was immensely tall and proportionately broad. His curly mane of hair hung loose up to his waist, twinkling with droplets that were caught in the entangled curls. His long, snout-like nose stood out in the dark silhouette, made by the moonlight. He was bare-chested and wore only a red dhoti. In his folded hands was a bone. "Have you understood what is required of you?" The voice tore the silence into a thousand shreds. It was a clear voice, not especially loud, but the gigantic man in the lake could hear every word as if the speaker was right next to him. Its penetrating clarity was meant...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?